postseason, week number one, the pre-district in Division 7. The district made up, of course, of these two teams, the Bath Fighting Bees and the Elkton Pitch and Bayport Lakers. On the other side of things, Harbor Beach Pirates and the Oakland Christian Lancers taking on that game in Harbor Beach. Mike Meisner is covering that one for us as on behalf of our WLAW Sports team coverage. Let's take a look at the Lakers. The Green Machine enters the postseason play for the first time in 5 years, and it's a good thing to have them back. They stand at 7-2 and ended up in second place for the Greater Thumb West Division title at 5-1, having only lost to powerhouse Reese Rockets. Adam Grabauskas is the helmsman for the Lakers. He came to the season with a very junior-heavy squad. He still does, but a majority already had a 1 year of varsity play under their belt. Now the Lakers buckle down on defense and can run the ball inside or outside, mostly in part of two excellent running backs.
Yeah, and you're going to hear these two running backs called all night long, starting with Mauricio Diaz against Bad X. He had 71 yards on 15 carries, averaging about 4.5, almost 5 yards a carry. Terrence Dubes on the other side had against Bad X had 164 yards on 26 carries, averaging just over 6 yards per rushing attempt, and scored 3 times.
The Lakers have been missing MHSA playoff action since 2009, but here they are with an automatic bid, achieving 6 wins in 8 weeks and their 7th win last week against Imlay City. Last year, Lakers won 3 of their 4 last games of the season to finish 4-5. This year, the Green and White again won 3 of their last 4, but to finish at 7-2. Dave, you saw this squad in 2012. What's the difference this year?
Well, you can see the maturity level is much, much higher. Them sophomores last year really struggled and grew towards the end of the season, and they started out from that point this year and grew to an even higher level, obviously getting 7 wins to get into the playoffs. But their tailbacks really have taken over as their senior leaders, so to speak, and they're not even there yet, I don't think. So those two running backs just run the show on offense and make all the plays on defense too.
The Green and White have started a junior quarterback all season by the name of Brady Post. He has the ability to run and throw, but what goes unsaid is his ability to keep the team focused on the field and on assignment. That shows on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, he's a great leader, and he keeps everybody on the same page. Does a great job at that. Brady Post, he's got quick hands in the secondary, too. You don't hear that a lot, but he's an excellent distributor of the ball on offense. He can definitely take it away on defense if you're not careful. One of our favorites to watch is Austin McCabe. He is flat out, simply put, a tackling machine. He's always around the ball, especially on defense. And their one and only senior, Steve Kozinski, a nice leader, especially on the defensive side of the ball. He brings a lot of toughness to that secondary of Lakers.
And we must say there's actually 2 other seniors on the Lakers squad now as well. The kicker, Wes Trowbridge, and tight end Kayla Deering, number 88 out there. So a very heavy junior squad out there for the Lakers. What's their key, Dave, tonight? You're obviously talking about those two big running backs, but is it really come down to the other 9 players on the field to help contribute so they take a little weight off them?
I think the big thing is the offensive line creating holes for the two big running backs. I just don't foresee Brady Post airing it out more than 2 to 5 times. I expect a couple of those passes to be for big plays, key plays in crucial situations. But look for them to pound the rock. Look for them offensive linemen to work in the trenches. I think that's the game plan, and they're going to try and execute that like they do every week.
And that's one good point you brought up, Dave. We're looking at the roster here for the Bath Fighting Bees. Now, granted, these are a little inflated to market value, per se, for the rosters for the Bath Fighting Bees. But there's a lot of kids, 200-plus pounds, such as Lance Wicks, 240 pounds, 5'10". Justin Batterson, 240 pounds, 5'10". Mike Miller, 6 foot, 240 pounds. The list continues of just some big bodies out there, but sometimes that really doesn't matter. It's all about the athleticism.
Well, absolutely. These guys could be considered small walls, but you know what? At some point, they're going to get tired, and also, how good are they in the second half, and how good are they from side to side? Because we've seen Diaz and Dubes do it as good as anybody, bounce it to the outside. So we'll see if their side-to-side movement is as good as they are with their size.
And just out of curiosity, what are those walls made of, the small walls?
Well, that's a good question, but those are some big boys out there.
With a win tonight, Lakers would improve to 8-2 on the year and move on to the district final in Division 7 to take on the winner of Harbor Beach and Oakland Christian going on simultaneously, and we'll keep you updated on those scores as well. We are roughly about 14 minutes away from kicking off the postseason in Laker country, and what's turning out to be a little bit of a chilly and wet and cold night, but it's a beautiful night for football. We'll get into all of that details in just a hot second as you're tuned to the WLAW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and Recore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
The Polaris Holiday Sales Event is on at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond now through December 31st. Find rebates up to $1,000 on select 2013 Polaris ATVs and Ranger side-by-sides. Ball Equipment is giving an extra special push on 2013 Sportsman 400 and 500 models with a $400 Polaris rebate. Tis the season for Polaris giving at Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond. So hurry on over to Ball Equipment for great quality Polaris products at affordable prices. Financing as low as 2.99% for 36 months and 5.99% for 60 months. It's the Polaris Holiday Sales Event going on now. Save on Polaris ATVs, snowmobiles, and Polaris accessories. Plus, you'll also find other great savings at prices you can afford. But don't wait or you'll miss out. Call or stop in and see what Ball Equipment in Sandusky and Richmond can do for you. Offer ends December 31st. Rebates vary by model. Financing and rebates based on creditworthiness. See your participating Polaris dealer for details. ATVs can be hazardous to operate. Polaris adult models are for riders age 16 and older. Always wear a helmet and be sure to take a training course. Polaris Rangers are not intended for on-road use.
Life is full of difficult choices, but switching to a water furnace geothermal heat pump isn't one of them. Water furnace units use the free renewable energy in your yard to save up to 70% on heating, cooling, and hot water. There's a 30% renewable energy tax credit, and for a short time, you'll save even more. The Perfect Choice Savings Event offers up to $2,000 in instant rebates on select water furnace geothermal packages.
Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Receive up to a $2,000 instant rebate with a water furnace geothermal system. Contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe, supporting local sports in the pursuit of academic excellence.
Stay up to date with your WLAW Sports game coverage on Twitter with in-game updates, stats, and photos. Simply follow on Twitter at WLEW Sports. That's at WLEW Sports. This game broadcast is a copyrighted presentation of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Reproduction or redistribution of this program in any manner, including reproduction or distribution on the internet, without the express written consent of Thumb Broadcasting Incorporated. All right, guys, everyone ready for this? Is
strictly prohibited.
All right, there we go. It's strictly prohibited, folks, on top of that. Good team effort here from your WLAW Sports broadcast team. Doug Cole, Director of Sports Information, Associate Director of Media Relations. That's Kayla Carson, Dave Hansen, in-game analysis, and I'm Clark Ramsey, host and producer of this broadcast. And from the east side, our in-game analysis, that is Mike Meisner reporting from the Harbor Beach and Oakland Christian game taking place in Harbor Beach tonight on the other side of this district bracket in Division 7. Well, as the flower is pollinated, 91 miles separate these two schools, but as the honey is shipped, 124 miles into a 2.5-hour journey stands between Bath High School and Laker Country. Bath High School has 325 students enrolled, making them the second largest team in Division 7, less by one student. Compared to Laker's 301, 24 more for the Honeymakers. Last year, the Fighting Bees went 3-6, the Green Machine 4-5. Offensively, Bath has scored 212 points through 9 games, or 23.5 points per game. Lakers, through the regular season, has accumulated 239 points for an average of 26.5. Advantage Green and White by a field goal on offense. Defensively, The Fighting Bees have given up more points on defense than they have scored, despite their above 500 average. They have given up 223 points, or 24.7 points per game,